Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roberto Ortiz. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dutch Leonard. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Beckman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Beckman. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beckman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy takes first base on ball four. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Travis reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Travis scores. Vernon moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Senators. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a line drive into right field. Ortiz picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ortiz. Siebert moves to third. Brancato moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Brancato scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCoy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy catches it and throws to first to double up Case. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Wagner and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lewis scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Beckman is called out on strikes. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Case. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Moses moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Travis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Travis goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Senators. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ortiz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's 6-2, Senators. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-2 in the game. Early hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ortiz moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Farrick now pitching. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-2 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Brancato hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. D. Miles pinch hits for Pete Suter. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. 2 outs. It's 6-3, Senators. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ortiz. Farrick reaches second base with a double. Brancato goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4 Senators. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Athletics 4. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Chapman now playing shortstop. Al Brancato now playing third base. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam West now playing right field. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Siebert hits a pop-up towards third. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Athletics 4. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Travis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Travis reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Vernon bunts towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. Travis moves to third. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Travis scores. It's 7-4, Senators. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. West moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Athletics 4. The Senators will come to bat. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-3 in the game. Leonard takes first base on ball 4. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to first for the out. Case moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Chapman, who tags Lewis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Case scores. It's 8-4, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Tom Farrick. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a pop-up towards third. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Wagner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.